From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summit and pressed him regarding any Russian meddling in last year's U.S. presidential election.
The president opened the meeting with President Putin by raising the concerns of the American people regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. They had a very robust and lengthy exchange on the subject.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who also attended the meeting, later said that President Trump accepted Mr. Putin's statement that Russia had not interfered in the election. The G20 leaders opened their Hamburg summit with low expectations and anxiety on part of those concerned about how they perceive as possible isolationist and protectionist tendencies of the Trump administration. The host, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has not been hopeful of achieving any consensus, called on leaders to make compromises. Meantime, on the streets of Hamburg, there have been more violent clashes between anti-capitalist demonstrators and anti-riot police. More now from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
Demonstrators appear to be shifting their strategy, going from calling a one massive march to dispersing throughout the city to try to get in the way of delegations, trying to block access to the venue G20, and so it's a very, very tense scene.
Police anticipate the protest will peak later today when around 100 protesters take to the streets. This is VOA News. An alleged human trafficker was arrested in South Sudan, turned over to Somalia. Somali government says the man headed a trafficking network smuggling thousands of people across East Africa to Libya and then on to Europe. Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed to urge the United Nations to speed up sanctions against North Korea following this week's intercontinental missile launch. Leaders all reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearize North Korea. A UN conference adopted an international treaty banning nuclear weapons, but the world's nine nuclear powers boycotted the proceedings, leaving the impact in doubt. Treaty was adopted by 122 countries. The Netherlands voted against the measure, and Singapore abstained. Ambassador Elaine Gomez of Costa Rica served as president of the UN conference that negotiated the treaty.
This text leaves an open door so that nuclear weapon states and other states who control them can be parties to this agreement. So this shows the political resolve of this conference by bringing together the necessary conditions in order to eliminate these weapons.
The treaty prohibits states who sign and ratify it from developing, testing, producing, manufacturing, and otherwise acquiring, possessing or stockpiling nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. The treaty will enter into force once 50 states have signed and ratified it. It has been 2 years since China began a sweeping crackdown on human rights lawyers, and it has sparked an international outcry and raised concerns about the mistreatment of detainees in custody. Philip Alexio reports.
On July 27th, authorities in China issued a provision stipulating that courts shall exclude confessions extracted through torture and that interrogations of criminal suspects must take place in regulated settings. But courts will be left to determine whether evidence has been illegally extracted. Albert Ho, a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, said that he finds it hard to believe China will implement the non-torture regulation.
They only pay lip service to international conventions on human rights or against torture. They are doing totally different things. They are most well-organized liars in human history.
Following renewed allegations of torture, international rights groups have recently submitted a joint report to the UN's Committee Against Torture, which they say should be used for China's next rights review. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
And you can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.